Shirin Gimel Misachus Shabbos by Rosh Hashiva and Yeshiva University, Chav Cheshvan Hitav Shemen Ches, February 16, 1988, and Wednesday.
Because there's a definition of kiro as distinguished from kuf. She gave when came spisa shtei deres in husoko begefes she psilish as they see also lichno lo tafshon b'yei lashesha Elohim king is bashal kol tzolchei v'yuhu mitztamei kviral ilekel l'meich ha-shem o'yechat o'y shu'u chai shaloi is bashal kla v'chim shu'u chai misyadayti v'enu ad l'moch u'bichol halaylo yochol is bashal v'loichi abol is bashal tzas v'loim is bashal kol tzolchei the appeal, so in other words, the first lotion is like the sheet of the Rif and the Ram, not like Haman. The appeal is Bashal Kotzolche, Bumistame, Kriopele, Chayshinon, Shemo Yechate, Yoso Lashay, Sioleo, Elim King Goab, the Haine Shehei, Tzini, Menu, Kolagachon. So the lotion of the Mechaber is that what's the definition of Gorb? Hei, Tzini, Menu, Kolagachon. Because I'm bet there is a machlekes shayna. See, because the shiteo of the paranoia is that gold doesn't necessarily mean that he took out the gechon. Even if he just pushed it to the side, it's also gold. It's also gold. And the paranoia says that, the Gemara says that when is there a heta by gold because to Shiach has. Chazore, that's only if it is so that is so there is a hetav gol v'kotum only by kiro but not by tano, and by tano even gol v'kotum is oser shi and oser chazore. So that is if it is only the gehorim are only pushed aside, so then by tano that the hevel is relatively very excessive. So mele there is a gzeiro shem yechatet gecholim, even if it's gold v'kot, as long as the gecholim are there and the kiro, but they are pushed to the side. So there's still a possibility to be yechatet gecholim. Mashein kein, if he takes out the gecholim, then there is no possibility of being yechatet gecholim. So then, even by tanol it's muter, if it is gold, in the sense that it takes out the Gechol. But the Arishani Mu'achiri can the Balamoya. And they say the Rashbo, I think, is Chiri can the Balamoya. And the Rashbo says that goal that makes it neuter by Kiro is only when it takes out the Gechol. But if it just pushes the Gechol into the side, then it's also even by Kiro. The implication be, and so it's not implication be. So he said explicitly, Mashenkin by Tano, so it's also to be Mashen, to be Mars here, even if he takes out Yechol. So the question is, what kind of exera is there? Shem Yechad Yecholim, Dano Yecholim? But even if he takes out Yecholim, but in Mashu will remain, you know, in Mashu. So Mele, he'll be Mechatit, that Mashu. So there is a machlekes v'shenim. What's the pshat in golf? Whether the pshat of golf means taking out the gecholim, or the pshat of golf is that you should move it to the side. What is that?
That's Baal Arsak Shabbos.
What are you saying?
That's Baal Arsak Shabbos in the first mission. So what? If you took it out, why is there a shot from Shem Yichad?
On the contrary, the question is that gold means he doesn't take it out, he just pushes it to the side. The Rashbo, she teaches, that gold means he takes out the whole completely. So the kashi is, if you take out the Gholim completely, so why is it Tosa Batano? How is there a possibility of Yechate? So he said there might remain in Masho in Nitzus. In Nitzus doesn't mean in Nitzus is far, but it means how is a Chayach to be Yechate is far, to can be Yechate is far. He means a Masho of a Gacheles. That he calls Nitzus. A Masho of a Gacheles. Some male he can be Mechate in Masho of a Gacheles, that is just a little spark. So that's the sheet of the Rashba. What is the sheet of the, what is the Psak of the Mechaber? So the Chazni says that from the Rosh of Mechaber it's Mashma, it doesn't pass for a long way. So he said because the Rosh of the Mechaber is the Mechaber is Elon Vosel Ashis Elon King Gorab the Haine Shehitz in the Menu Kolagachon. So the Pashtus Alosh indicates not like the Ebradon. Uykotam, the Haine Shekisa Agachon Beifer, Umayit Chim. So there, the Mechava says that what is the purpose of the Machlekes Beshenim is only in respect to the definition of golf, where the golf means taking out the Gacholim completely, or golf means pushing it to the side. But as far as the definition of kotum, I don't know of any machlekes. Kotum means that you cover it up with ashes. But the purpose is, the covering up the ashes is, we kotam dahayne shekisa Gacholim beifer. Now the Chazni says something that's a big Kiddush. I don't think that the Mineg, when I say Mineg, I mean Mineg in the homes of Bili Yisrael is like the Chazni. The Chazni says that in today's stoves, gas stoves and so on, even if you put it blech, so it does not have a din of cotton. But I don't think that was the Mineg. Like the Chazanish. The Chazanish is a Chiddush. Because true that it has to be, it has to reduce the heat substantially. But when you put it blech, you also reduce the heat substantially. If you put just an aluminum foil, then I can understand so. There is always a reduction of heat. I mean, even if you put an aluminum foil, but there is a minimum. But it blech, you know, the blech, which is quite thick, that reduces the heat substantially, as much, I would say, as much as covering with ashes, because covering with ashes, it all depends how much ashes you put on. You can have ashes that thick, and you can have ashes that thick. After all, there are no shulim, because it doesn't say, it's not mentioned in any of the Rishonim, that it has enough cotton only if there is a very thick layer of ashes. If it's a relatively thin layer of ashes, as long as it reduces the heat in a visible way, so I can understand if you cover it with an aluminum foil, so it's even that involves a reduction of heat, but only in a minimal way, and it's not really visible. I mean, the reduction of heat, it's not detected. But when you cover it with the blech, it certainly reduces the heat in a substantial way. Yes?
But by cutting the ikar is the heker, or the ikar is that it's cooled down?
Whether the ikar, some Rishonim mention heker, and some Rishonim like the Rambam, and we saw Rashi also like that, emphasize not the heker per se, but the heker as a barometer for his subjective disposition that he was Messiah Das from Chidi Yechol. What? No, as long as originally it was Maid Achein, even though it flared up again, So Mela, there is already Hecker, and there is already Hecker, there is a Musi Adas.
Even though this one will have to be masking, every Rishon will have to say that it's in the Hecker, so there's an aspect of Hecker as well.
That's right, yes. Whether it's Hecker per se, or it's Hecker as the barometer for his subjective disposition, that is Musi Adas from Chidur HaHori. But as long as there was a mice which at the very outset reduced the heat, even though later it reverted to the same heat, so in the middle there is a skadar, there is a yekka, there is everything.
Why would there be a real mishash that that would be machat to the mashu? It's not going to create that much heat, so there's really no real purpose in it.
By Tano, there would be substantial that mash. So, the Elohim Kibbolah, the Hanesh Eitzim, Menukol Adholim, and Kotam, the Hanesh Kiso Adholim, the Eifer, Limay Trim, the Nosam Boch Ticho Chayo, Mutter, Kilo Isokulo Chayo, that would be Kahmi Siadaisim, Menu, Bapilene Kupo, Piri Shemoshah Adholim Atano. Again, there are more sloshim, and that is mashmai, the way the Hasnish explains it. Not like the Ramoya, but only if he took out the chol. Uktumo, pire shekisa gechol meika, muta lism cholom deo bisomo chutolo, bimusak bigash, bikashu bigabibo, muta lishi somer apimu, loik rufa loik tomo. Now the Nagoyen Ramon, shnei kiris amasibi zui zuzu, בדיפן של חרס בניהם לאחס גופו כתומו והשניו אינו גופו כתומו מוטל לישי של הגופו כתומו אף על פי שלי סיפהבל מי שאיני גופו כתומו ביתנו so far we discuss the status of Kiyo Tano, which is now on top and wide at the bottom אפילו אם חוצה ביקשי גבי בו עושר אפילו ריס נחרי אפילו אם גורם קוד Calls man Shayatalerite, because if it's not Yatalerite, so then it's not Shayat. So then it's Mutah. He calls Misha also Lishes Biseyche Oyal Gabo. Bikufech is in between. Shehu Mikem Shpisas Deo Achaz. So there is more of a concentration of heat in a small area. Imutsa Mikash Vigabo Dine Kikiro. Epesibates in Dine Ketan. But Anurim Shalonu Dino Kikiro. So even though in the time in the Saran and the Ramos, but it applies even today when the nature of the Tanurim changed so much, because it's not to be determined on the basis of the functional criterion, but on the basis of the structural criterion. Since Tanurim Shalonu is so, the wheat on top is the same as the wheat on the bottom, so mele they have to be treated like kiyo. But anugim shalom didn't make kiyo. Bim shochach bisho, in the tafshil, shebisho. So far he discussed, so far he only mentions the wheat and the ramach, not the rashi shite or teisu shite. But, he discussed according to the Rishon Rambam Shite until now the iser of being mashal chatchila. Now he discusses another halacha. Suppose he was mashal, be iser, is the tafshil muta b'achil or not? So he says, so v'im shochach b'sho imu tafshil shem b'shil kol tzolchei muter afilu gim. In other words, not the maze. So he mutafsh to bishkot solchei muterafilu mitzam leviyofale. So, in other words, because like the Rambam Shite, the second abaye has reference to a tafshil shinzbashal kot solchei and mitzam leviyofale, whether the ebek and bishengei, whether the tafshil is mut bachile or asa bachile, so it's a bayim leipshete, so mele paskli kule. So, like the Rambam pshat in the second abayim.
ואם התאפשיל שישראל יסבשיל ולא יפישל כל צורכי עושה, so that's the first הבית, so that was נקשת, so לחץ זה יראה איבן בשייק, so עושה רק מצוי שבס ואם עובר בשיור, so עושה בשניהם, because the second הבית is reference only to שוחר בשיור, not always like the Rambam sheet at birdei shiyas. So in other words, so there is something that sounds strange, but there is a svara for that. So now the Rambam shita is in regard to the halacha from Bashal B'Shabbos, where is Bashal B'Yadayim, Melacha D'Oraisa. So according to the Bnei Er, only the Mezid is lo yochid. But the Shaykh is here, how he may be able, according to Rabbi Yudeh, so amazing, so the Mivashal himself, the Chachon constantly, that he never is allowed to eat it. But the Shaykh, but other people are allowed to eat, and so is Shabbos according to Rabbi Yudeh, other people, even if he didn't be amazing. But the Shaykh, according to Rabbi Yudeh, so no one is allowed to partake of that on Shabbos itself. Because Rabbi Yudeh counts in Shaykh got amazing. Counts in Shaykh got amazing. So now, the Mechaber, there's a Machlikas Kshem, we'll soon discuss that too. Machlikas Kshem, how do we pass? There are three mandamas. Rabbi Yudeh, and Rabbi Yechna Sandra. So no vision passes. Like Rabbi Yechna Sandra, even though there is a basis to say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yechna Sandra, because the morning of Canada by Nalev applies a certain mishnah in Rabbi Ganev, so according to Rabbi Yechna Sandra, so that would be a mokeya to say that we pass Rabbi Yechna Sandra, but all the rishonim say we don't pass like Rabbi Yechna Sandra. I don't know if any rishon says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yechna Sandra, but there is a machlikas Hashem when we passed like Rameh or like Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yechana Sandler, also we see the right thing. So, Makidish or Sabachile, Maisi Shabbos or Sabachile, if he was with Pashto the Mate, but we don't pass like Rabbi Yechana Sandler. The Shaili is, do we pass like Rameh or do we pass like Rabbi Yechana Sandler? So, Tesis in whom he says that we pass in like the mayor because of our Gemara and other Gemara and the Rabbi from the Rambam, they pass in like the Jude. The Goyen is Machria like Tesis, not like the Shkonoch pass in like the Rabbi from the Rambam, that Allah is like the Jude. Now, so then there is a Machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam in regard to Mivashal B'Shabbos. So, in the case where it's only Osar on Shabbos, Mitzvah Shabbos is Muta, let's hear Meir, Mezid, so is Osar on Shabbos because Sheik is Muta B'Liyei, or Rabbi Yehuda, Sheik. So it's Osar on Shabbos, is it Muta Le'alta Mitzvah Shabbos, or it's Muta Shabbos only Lach Mishiyas? Let's say it takes an hour in order to cook the thing that he cooked on Shabbos. So maybe if we say that the dish yaseh, so he has to wait till an hour of elapses after this and chodit. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, so it's muter whenever it's only osar on Shabbos, and mitzvah Shabbos is muter, so it's muter mitzvah Shabbos, only lachak dish yaseh. According to the Rambam, it's Muta Mitzvah Shabbos Le'alta. So we have a strange thing, because the Rambam himself is made that in the case of Shochar Pishor, Olam Pishor, Shochar Pishor, where he was not Eveir, and Nisr Raisim, and Nisr Rabbonon, and Nisr Rabbonon Bishem Al Taisim, not the Kumbasim. So there, it's Osaran Shabbos and Mitzoy Shabbos is Mutter only Lacha Kinshias Mashein Kei by the Mitzoy Shabbos when he didn't Lacha the Raise. So then he's Mutter Mitzoy Shabbos now. So in Tzile Be'ara B'giyura Mishmishmaya, how could Harut Kut Shochach Vishor, which is now the Nisad Rabbono, and Vishabal Taisi Bimor Homo, telling Locha the Raisi, so the answer is Yanisemis, because it involves such a Nisakao. So Mila Sam Rishim explained it, that Yanisemis, because it involves a Nisad Rabbono, so Mila it's more Homo. And other Rishim say it, because if it involves only any sort of Rabbanon, so then the Chachomim answered et mitzui Shabbos until the Kiddush Yaseh, because if it will not be Oser, if it will be Muter Le'alter, so this person who did an Aveda the Rabbanon B'Shev Al-Taisi once, if we tell him mitzui Shabbos, you are allowed to eat it immediately, so he'll be tempted the next Shabbos also to be Shochach Vishir, because he'll gain like this, he'll have to wait for an hour till after Tzisak Chodim in order to be able to eat it. But if he leaves it on Shabbos, so immediately he'll be able to eat it. So in other words, there is a temptation. Mashem came by Vashem Shabbos. So what should we eat? And they say the same thing. Let's say Akum Shosam Locha Bishvu Yisroel, that's all. So if Osam Yisroel ends on Shabbos, but Mitzvah Shabbos is allowed to be mended. So suppose he goes. He wasn't told by the Jew to be the Vashel, but he's a friend of the Jew. So he himself, as a satsmate to accommodate the Jew, was the Vashel somehow for the Jew. So the Jew is not allowed to partake of it on Shabbos. And Mitzvah Shabbos only after Kiddush Yaseh. So the question is, why after Kiddush Yaseh, why not La'otah? Why is that more homo than when Yisroel is Mubashal B'Shabbos? So some Rishim say, when Yisroel is Mubashal B'Shabbos, if Reuben is Mubashal B'Shabbos for Shimon, so then Shimon is allowed to eat it. Mitzvah Shabbos Alta, because we don't have to be afraid that if we allow Shimon to eat it, Mitzvah Shabbos Alta, so then Reuben next Shabbos will be tempted to do the same thing, because first of all, we are not chishish that he'll tell you to do it. At all, it's such a big affair, and then even if he will tell, so he's not going to list Mashenki in case of the Goy, so Yachishish that he'll tell the Goy next Shabbos, because it only involves Mr. Abuna Abuna and Ochri, so people are mere heta in this kind of a Misa, and if you will tell him, so people will start to listen, he has no reason as to why not to listen. Mashayim came, Rigabi, when the soil is Mibashayim, so then the other Jew is allowed to eat it immediately out. So the same thing they say here, so in the case of Ova Bishochach, so then the Rambam is made it that it's Osaba Achille until the Dishiyasi. But even though in Mibashal B'Shabbos, not, because in Mibashal B'Shabbos we don't have to be chishish, but here since it only involves the Rabbonim, the Rabbonim of Shev Al-Taisim, so maybe we are afraid that if we allow him to eat it out there, so in other words, he'll decide it will serve his interest to do it again next Shabbos. But what will he gain? He'll gain that he won't have to wait an hour after today. Anyway, so this is on the Chalapas. The Mutapshel Shisru is Basha with this for Tzolchei, Oseh Ad Mitzoy Shabbos, Bimova Vishi Oseh Mishnei, Adel Vishi Asu. Aber so ist Chabir Ramu Perge. The Inazirom Aku Vishabbos is Dinoi Kishoch Vishio. The Inazirom Yisroel Dinoi Kiova Vishio. So in other words, in our zero makum b'shabes, he didn't kishoch af vishio, if it's nivashah kol tzorchim, stamba diyom, and there is a gear, and there is muter. But in our zero makum b'shoel, dinam ko'ova vishio, and mimele, even if it's nivashah kol tzorchim, but in stamba diyom, so the evidit yosa. Vim stamba kviral imute asha, alinene mne yisa.
So that's the first Lashon in the Mechaber, like the Rif in the Rambam, that Igiel Machu Ben Rusoye, so she is also. Then the second Lashon is like the Psak of the other Rishim, that we pass like Hanani. V'yeshenrim shekol shem izbashil ki Machu Ben Rusoye, pirishem odom shoyim macholish nizbashil flowers. Kol tzolchei, oi shem izbashil kol tzolchei, ומסתמק ביופלי מוטל השייסי על גביקירו או יפירו על גביתנו אפילו הוסר בגפס בעיצים ואפילו גופו וכתומו ולהוסקו גופו וכתומו בהסק ביקש וגרבה אלו כשישכו להסבשו ולא יגיע למחו בנוסוי וכן לעניין אם לא תלגדירו מולאו ובוא להחזירו לבישבס וימשוך אך בישי so that was the second version that we passed for like Hananya, some male in Gila Machadon Soy, even though it wasn't in his Bashar Kutzorche, so his mother. The Chim Linyan is not like Dira Mereo, Vola Zero, Ola Bishabes, Bim Shochach, Bishir, Tapshir, she is on his Bashar, and in Gila Machadon Soy, Osa, Bim Tzorfei, Mali Mobo Bishir, Bim Noah Gul Hokyo Kiswach, so in other words, the Ramor, the Mechaber mentions two days, whether like a read from the Rambam or like fashion cases. But the Ramo says, no today is no Aglohok Kisvoa Achrein like Hanani. V'chol ze bin in Shie Shagdeiro Yishebes al Kisi Shel Barzel Oi al Gabi Adoni V'in Nigas B'gecholim Avol Hatmone al Gabi Gecholim L'divrei Hakelos. So that again involves Machlekes Rashi and other Rishayim. Or Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Natan, at the beginning of Matani, we went over. In other words, here in regard to Shia, so the Gemara mentioned certain shul, that certain guidelines. In other words, he gave Machin Soyri, Bashar Kotzorchen, Sanki Yochel, Zan Virale, and in their Chayse, do the same guidelines apply to Atmone. So the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel is, they do apply to Atmone too. The Shita from the Tam and most Bashanim are these guidelines only apply to the Isra of Shia, but they do not apply to the Isra of Atmone. The Isra of Shia and the Isra of Atmone are two separate Israelim. One is not going to do the other, even though both are based upon the same Zera, but it's two separate Israelim. What Rashi Shita is, that is the same Isra Mamesh. We may let Rashi is forced to agree with the Shita of Israel that the same guidelines that apply to the Isra of Shia apply to the Isra of Atmone. Rashi is forced. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have to agree with Rashi Shita, but Rabbi Shmuel would agree with the other Shita that the Isra of Atmone and the Isra Shia are two separate Isurim, but in view of the fact that both Isurim are based upon the same Zere, so in Zere the same guidelines we find in regard to Shia, which is based upon the Choshe Shem Yechavi Yoharim, so it applied to the Isra Atman. But the other Rishayim say no, since it's two separate Yisroel, even though they are based upon the same Choshe, but the guidelines don't apply. Now, so what the Rashi says, that Shia is in Isra Atman. So the other Rishayim say no, Shia is not in Isra Atman, because Atmone is only Shayach when there is contact between the Gdeiro and the Dovor in which it is done. But then the Rishayim and Rashi Shita is that even when there is no contact altogether, no contact altogether, let's say still there is an Isra Atman. And the other Rishayim say no, Isra Atman is only Shayach when there is contact between the Gdeiro and the thing in which it is done. But then there are two machines in Shemim. As everybody, everything is based, both the Shemim are based upon the premise that where there is no contact whatsoever, not even at the bottom, so then there is no Israel. So Rashi is Yochel in them, that there is an Israel of Atmone, even if the Gdeiro is placed upon an elevated, let's say, suppose you have a certain Yedachvai that it's elevated,
and it doesn't touch the Gehovah. The Gehovah doesn't touch the Gehovah altogether. So according to Rashi, it's still involved in Mitzvah. The other Rishayim say, no, if there is no contact in the Badin, so then there is no Mitzvah. But suppose there is contact in the Badin, but it's not, there is no contact on all sides, then there are two things. So Pitzvah, at the beginning of Mamatayim, says clearly that where there is no contact, let's say if it's elevated, if the veil is elevated and the Gehovah doesn't touch it at the bottom, then clearly Taisa says at the beginning of Matini there is no use of money. But there are two days in Taisa. Suppose there is contact with the bottom, but there is no contact on top. So if there is no Lashon Taisa, then there is a use of money. And there's another Lashon Taisa, that what is a use of money when it's encircled on all sides. In all sides, but if it's not encircled on all sides, not now. So look at the washing of the Machal. How do you help us? Behold, that the Indian Shia Shagdeo Yishevis Alfisi shall bow himself. O Yalgabe Aboni. So there is no contact altogether, not even at the bottom. Vinigayas with the Chalm. Avalat Munal, the Beholim, we will rehacker ourselves. So that means the Mechaba passes like the Loshin and Teis and Mamatayim, that once there is contact with the body, even though if there is no contact on the sides, if there is contact with the body, then it involves in Yisra'atman. Then the Ramos says, V'yei Shem Rindatilu Im Agdeiro V'yimedes Al Gavayish Mamesh, even though at the body has contact with Yeholim, calls manshin pulal and nailo limit hatmon. In other words, hatmon is a ramot pastors like the Russian cases at the beginning of Maritimni, that when is there an isa hatmon if it's mamish encircled, surrounded, on all sides, but if on top it is covered, not surrounded, by moving to reach the stomach, so then even though at the bottom there is contact, so there is no Yisra'atmoni. So in other words, there are three shittis. The Rashi shitti is without any contact, there is a Yisra'atmoni. And the shit, and then there is one washing tasteless without any contact, there is no Yisra'atmoni. But if there is contact at the bottom, even though it's not covered and circled on top, there is a Yisra'atmoni. And then there is another washing tasteless that even when there is contact at the bottom, but and even if it is surrounded on the sides and the bottom, but on the top, it's not surrounded by the thing that in which it is stumbled, there is still no Yisra Atmoni. So the Mechaba Paskins like the first Loshen in Teisil Mametenim, and the Ramot Paskins like the second Loshen. V'yei Shemrim Dafil in Agdero in Meres Kavei Shmamesh, Kolz Man Shemigul in Mailo, in Yitra Atmoni Vishor, V'chin Aminei, רק שמזוהרים לנת כקצס כדרכו חשב ושנועש כדי שיוכל ישראל להסיר אין שום ואם לא ינות כמנועש ומוצא על דבי ושבס יש לו הסיר אין שום על יק ורמו says that as far as the ישרפת מונה so even if it stands על דבי יכול לממש there is no shall of Atmoni. Atmoni is only when there is surrounded on all sides. But we have to be careful that it should not, that the kiro should not stand, that the gdeo should not stand on the holy mamesh, because if it stands on the holy mamesh, then there is a child in kibbutz. Let's say, all the shaman say there is no problem in taking off the gdeo from the kiro. So there's no problem if he doesn't stand in the gdeo. Doesn't stand al gavi yachol mamish, then there is no problem. But if there is, if it stands al gavi yachol mamish, so then when you take off the part, this is the part, and this is the yachol. When you take it off, so then you raise the fire of the yachol, because as long as it was standing al gavi yachol, so then the fire was more and. Because with fire was less, I'm sorry, the fire was less because it was crushed. Mashenchen, when you pick it up, So it expands. It's not a mavia, like in Chatzim Yecholim. So it's mavia atachteneis and mechaber elineis. So this is what Ramos says. Yes.
The
Lashon Mechaber says, when the growth of
the
better case, when it's not Agavi Yikolim, Agavi Yikolim Pasuk.
So
the Mechaber
said that, what would Rashi say in that case? Even if it's not
Agavi Yikolim? So the
Ramos
says, in other words, the
Mechaber
Pasuk,
like
the first one, the
old Rashi
says, what?
The old Rashi
says,
even if it's not
Agavi Yikolim. Rashi Shiti is, even if it's celibate, and no contact whatsoever, then still there is an Issa Rav.
I mean, Rashi still says it's a
mistake.
Is that below
Gorkhatum
or is that
with Gorkhatum? Gorkhatum, that's another shaila. At that moment, whether the same guidelines that apply to Shia apply to that moment. So Rashi, she did like Abin Shmuel, the same guidelines. But as far as the essence of the Yisrael of Atmoni is concerned, so Rashi, she did, there is no prerequisite of any contact between the Deoin and the thing in which they stumble, not even at the bottom. So the Mechaber passes like this. The first Russian thing says that where there is no contact whatsoever, if it stands on an elevated thing, so then there is no Isavatman. Rashi Shidis, there is an Isavatman, even if it stands on an elevated thing. So, and then there are more passes like the second Russian thing says that even if there is contact, there is no Yisra of Atmone as long as on top. There is no, it's not encircled, it's not surrounded. This is what Ramo Paschus. But Ramo says, if it is, there is contact, the Deus tenus has contact with Geholim, then there is a problem taking up the path, because it might involve an Yisra of Avore. Because when it stands like the Mechalim, so then the fire is squashed, and we take it off, so the fire expands. As a matter of fact, let's say if you turn on the gas, so sometimes there is a big flame, and you put it, let's say the tea kettle, then you take off the tea kettle and Shabbos, so then it expands the fire. So then it definitely involves a shy level of habor, of melacha deraisa. But even the Chazanish says, and I'm sure the Chazanish consulted somebody with knowledge of these things, so he says even if the guess rate is very low, so then he put the pot, if there is no blech, you see the Chazanish, here's the sheet, as I mentioned before, that the blech doesn't make it to the pot. I mean, that's a chiddush blech. But he still says that there must be there must be blech, not to make it go on the kotum, it will not, according to Yishiti, so it will not become kotum by means of putting the blech. That's Yishiti, I mean, it's a bit of but that's Yishiti. But he says, you must have a blech anyway, in every Jewish home, because if you don't have a blech, and you have the deal standing on the gas, on the plates, even so, will me boy if you have a big flame? So then, of course, it involves the shilet of Havor and you take it off. Because then, while it stands, the fire is scorched, and then when you pick it up, so it expands. So it's like the Chatim Yecholim, so it's Mavia. The year before, Hatachtenis, Tachtenis, when the fire becomes bigger. But he says, even if the flame is very low and the pot doesn't touch the flame, but as long as something is over it, so there is less air, so maybe the fire is less, but then when you take it off, so then there is more air, so then the fire is more, so it involves the shilet of Havor. So because of that, it's important, it's imperative to have a blech anyway, even according to Chazanish, even though that will not make it into kotum, but for other reasons. Well, this is the same thing what the Ramos says. V'chein ha'nek rak shem zorim linat kik tzaskidim ha'shabes no'eish, it shouldn't be in contact with the Holy, k'vishiyukha l'Yisroel ha'asirim mishon.
במלונות כמין האיש ומוצר דבי משאבס. So what should you do? Suppose he forgot before Shkir to take up the deer, and now in the deer I happen to be standing under the hall and he wants to take it up, so otherwise he'll not be able to eat this Shabbos altogether. So then the Ramo is Mati Al-Dinochi. Why only Al-Dinochi? He ate Rishma Al-Diyak. Being Lekaku Mutal Yisroel Sire Mishon. Why is that admonished? If it's Osea, because it involves Avore, so it should be also written out the Avni too, and the Olenoch. If it's not Osea, for some reason, so it should be Mutal in Israel too. The answer is that involves the child of situation Lichtus. Because true, if it takes up the path from the Holy, so that to a certain extent it will raise the fire. So that should be avoided, but he's not mischaf to raise the fire. And since he's not interested in the higher temperature, because all he's interested is to eat the food in the pot that he takes off, he doesn't care. Lower fire, higher fire, as far as he's concerned, he would be very happy if the whole fire would be extinguished. So it's a situation of the slave. But the situation of the slave is the machlok is the shame. So the Oruch and the other Rishenim, and then we mentioned that when we learned Paul Godwin, that there are two sheets, those Rishenim who are chilek and Oruch. So there are two days. One sheet is Rishenim that is chilek and Oruch, and the Reiseler, and the Reiseler. So I mean, like Tisres, that Gimri Shabbos. So they are Tisres is chilek and the Oruch and the Reiseler level. And in other words, situation Lichtus is exactly the same like situation Lichtus. But since all the Rishayim passing like Rav Shimon, the Loch Hashem, the Tzlich of the Gufo is Poter, so nearly every situation of Lichtus is also Loch Hashem, the Tzlich of the Gufo. So by Shabbos it's Poter for a different reason, not because of the Rosh Hashanah, because every situation of Lichtus happens to be in the Loch Hashanah Tzvon Guf also. What does situation of Lichtus mean by definition? He's not Nenetam. And what does Loch Hashanah Tzvon Guf mean? He's not Nenetam in the Loch. So really, every that's equal to every situation of Lichtus is based in the Loch Hashanah Tzvon Guf. And the Chaim says that those Rishenim who passed like Hashanah, so they explain all these Gemores, so they explain all the Gemara's Mabishim, not so Nochoshim. So on the basis of Nochoshim, Nochoshim is also the Rabbanon, and the dead Rabbanon is Mahomo from any other Rabbanon, but it's still only also the Rabbanon. So Nochoshim, the Chachomim, didn't ask. But the few Rishenim who passed like a beauty Nochoshim. So how can they explain this Gemara of Matis Mursi and of Nochosh? So they have to hold that situation Lichtus is Mutal Chol Apoches Midraisim. If it's on the basis of the Oruch Shite, whether it's like the Oruch completely even on the Rabbonu level, or like the Oruch on the Reis level, is not important, because all these Gemaras that are Matir, let's see, Matis Mursi, or Tzot Nochosh, Lehatz Lasnei, Mishachosei, so it's in a Pizarre, so if it's only a Shaila of the Rabbonon, so the Chachamim will not be able to have Gezer. So they explain it on the basis of special Yerushalayim. Now Rav Chaim says that the Shittas HaRambam is like the Oruch, but Rav Chaim doesn't mean the Shittas HaRambam is like the Oruch completely, even at the Rabbonon level, because that's not Muchach from the Rambam Shittas. That the Shittas HaRambam is like the Oruch and the Reiseler. So that is, but then Tesis and Shabbos Dav Gimel, and Tesis in Yume, and Tesis in the Tesis in Yuge, Matil Nashashi Shalbarzel,
it's so in connection between Bodil and Tetzves and Kiro. Not yet, we haven't reached it yet. So Tetzves Shite, Tetzves is Chelik, in all these places, Tetzves is Chelik under Oru, Shite Anidereisel. And Tetzves Shite is that Anidereisel level in Palatere Kule, there is no difference between Psychreshe Dinichale and Psychreshe Loyach Pesle. So, but Shabbos itself, in view of the fact that things is past, like Rav Shimon, the Pinochet is in a different culture, and therefore psychologically, the Yichpesli necessarily is also the Lachshim's going before. There are no exceptions. Every Netziklogon, every psychologically, the Yichpesli is necessarily in the Lachshim's going before. There are no exceptions. So mele, by psychologically, the Yichpesli, there is no Issa, according to Tetzves, there is no Issa. There is no Yisra, the Raisa, only Yisra Rabbanon. So the Mele is able to explain all these Gemaras of what is Mose, becomes Mose. But then there is Teis Reshit in Ksuvas. So Chai Davov, so the Rishit is. The Ri is also Chilik Amroh. But the Ri is Chilik Amroh, and the Rabbanon level. Where is the Oroch is Mata Lechat Chilik Tzikresh Tzikresh. So the Ri says no. With the Rabbonon, situation the Yichpesle is considered as Shabbat, and it's also by all Yisroel, Kolatere Kule and Shabbos, Mashein Kei, and the Reise level, so the Ri agrees with all, that the situation the Yichpesle with the Reise is considered in the Shabbat, only situation the Nihale is considered in the Reise. But situation Riech Beslein is considered any mischabim in the Reise. But according to Oroch, it's considered any mischabim in the Rabbana level. The Rishit is only on the Reise level. So now, when the Mechaber, the Ramo says, וכן אמין את רק שניזון ללנת כקצס כדם השם it's mutal mischoya. Some mele, it's certainly mutal dinochi. According to Tetzves, the special yichpesli is also whether it's also midereise and is also midereise in kolatere kule. And by Shabbos, it's mutal midereise because the lochashim tzvuli gufo. But kolatoches, the lochashim tzvuli gufo is also midrabonon, and that is the rabonon is mochomo. Some mele amir linochi neni is the rabonon. Is also. So certainly, Amiri Nochri in a Rabbon of Lochashem Tzvul Gufo is certainly also Amiri Nochri. But since if there is a Machlekes Lesheini and vis-a-vis Amiri Nochri, so according to the Oroch, it's Mutea, so Meile, we can rely on the Shikis Oroch in regard to Amiri Nochri. But in regard to Yisrael himself, we cannot be naked. Even, but he says, suppose there is no other alternative, the black akum. So then, mutal Yisrael or Sira Mishon. The Yisrael Sheikh, Chayom Mishon, the Nachas Nagel Home, the Oz Afin Imanu Tzaz Dovashin Yisrael Mishon. So why is Mati only as a last resort in Lekakum, but if he Kakum, then he should try to get the goy. To get the goy, even if he has to call him. Why? Because if he Yisroel do it himself, then he involves himself in the Machlekes Lashem. So according to Tetzves Shite, not that he should do. So it is in the Loch of the Raisa, except that it's not also in the Raisa because of the Loch Hashem Tzorim Gufo. But the Loch Hashem Tzorim Gufo, the Rabbon of the Loch Hashem Tzorim Gufo is more homo than any other Rabbon. So even though the Mechaber and the Ramon pass that
wenn noch im Zirach und noch im Mitzwe und hier ist es Zirach so wie Schabbes und noch im Mitzwe so hier und noch im Mitzwus ist mit am noch im Mitzwe und hier ist noch im Mitzwe because it's Zirach so wie Schabbes but here there are more is not material if there is a possibility of getting enough so why? because there are many Toskim who say that when the Ramo is Mati, when the Mechaber and the Ramo are Mati, Amirul Nochri Mishnu Bidakim Mitzvah, but not Amirul Nochri, Amirul Nochri Chit, Bidakim Mitzvah. That is not right. Why? Because it's true that the Shkhanov Paskins, that Nochri Mitzvah, Gupri Mitzvah, but the Rabbonim is so sad, and the Rabbonim is more humble than any other Rabbonim. Just as the Ramban says that the heter of Kovid Aprius is Deichet, every Yisra Rabbonim is not Deichet, the Yisra of Melochosh and Tzvon Gupot, or Raya, if a mess is found in the Rishis Rabbin, you're not allowed to take him away, if you come to the Shimon, even though you come to the Shimon, there is no longer the Raisin, so the Ramban says, because the same mindset under other circumstances would be in this crisis. So maybe under the circumstances where it's not in this crisis, or that is not there, so maybe they say, we said that the Shmuel Paskins, that Amir Nochi Nishvus is Mutak Nochi Nishvus, that's only what Nishvus, but not Losh, it's going to be for, because that's more humble. That's why the Ramo says, we were not kinnoish, motzi alayish, mishkabeit, mishabes, yeis, mishyosirim, mishom al Yaakov. If it's only possible to get an Yaakov, even if you have to be matriyash, it's all kind of thing. Why should we move there without any tirch? It's only move there because we can rely on the shite of the oath, especially if it's rain. But otherwise it would be osa. Why would it be osa? Because if we didn't rely on the shite of the oath, even though it certainly doesn't involve even a quarter of more paskins like Rabshina, that Lokshin is really good for his potter, so it would still be osa because then the Rabbonim is more humble. But in the case he like Yaakov, and then there will be a righteous attraction, and he won't be able to eat the Shabbos altogether. So then, in view of the fact that there is no Shasha with the Raisa, because we want to share, if we say like the Oro, so then it's not considered Mishabe. If we say like Tasteless, the situation in Yerkesle is also considered Mishabe, so then they are forced to explain all the Gemores, like Lapis Nusen, so the Hosh, on the basis of the fact that Allah is like a king, Allah is like a good for his potter. So again, there is no Yisra'ise. There is no Yisra'ise. So Nimele, so it's a Shiloh only the Rabbonon. So Nimele, we rely on the Hosh, she gave it. Situation in Yichpesle is considered in Islam. That's the Pshat. ויזויה שיקוחו משום בנחס ונעני היכולים ויעוז אף נמנענו צעד דובר שנוסחה משום קירו שיגרופו וכתומו ונוטל הגדירו ויולאו אפילו בשבת מוטל להרזירו כל זמן שהיא ריסחס ואידו ביודו ולא יניח על גבי קרקע ודאיתי להרזירו ודווקא Al Gabo, I will take Hosa, because then the Gemara says that Chazore, so we say Choizose, who we canu Rosa Laharzi after the war of the Kotu, who had been in the Kupach and the Sikh in Gemma's name. We dabke shea tabche in the Bush of the Sol. We os muta laharzi rei api u likira acheres. Abo li loyniz bashen kotzol chei, oser api u rei sei kiro. So then Chazore is also. That's the shite of most Rishim, because, in other words, davke shatav shimibush l'kotzorochei, so then there is no Yisra of Merzik in Rashi. the ritva and our sugis. There is no iser of nazik in the basha if it's in busha kotzor. Busha kotzor. Even though the shite of the Ron the Lechbais is that if something was busha kotzor, was busha kotzor, on the akum. Yaakov, then the Israel, but it's mistamic to operate, and then the Israel will warm it up, and it will become better. So then the shit's machlikit between the Rajbo and the Rot. So the Rajbo says it will be affected through the Israel of Mishuliak, because of what effect, what significance is the fact that the Israel warms it up. And through the warming up, it becomes better. But it's already in Bashar Kotzorchi al Yaakov. So melee, it has the status of Bishul Yaakov. The fact that the Israel makes it better by warming it up, so it's not like Kiyat al Bishul, it doesn't become Bishul Yisrael, because it's already in Bush. But the Roy is making. The Ro says the Gabi Bishul Yaakov, since the Israel Bishul Yaakov is only with the Rabbanon. So the Ro of the Kabbalah says if a certain township was Nisbashel by Nochri, Nisbashel Kotzorch, let's say Chom, is Nisbashel Kotzorch, and the Goy put it on fire for 3 hours, Nisbashel Kotzorch, then in Israel he wants to eat the Chom. He doesn't want to be able to use of Bishul Yaakov, so he puts it, he warms it up and he keeps it for another 10 hours. So according to the Rajbo, the Jew is not allowed to eat it because it's not Matkia Hashem Bishul Yaakov, even though through the Bishul by the Israel it is improved in time, because it's not Shaykh to say Bishul once it is in special Kotzorcha, so in Bishul HaBishul it doesn't have a Chalish in Bishul. The Roshite is that in view of the fact that Bishul Yaakov is only Rabbonon, so even if it was in special Kotzorcha by Nochri, but the Jew warmed it up and he improved it, it's the standard of the way. So he put the chon, so maybe the Jew is allowed to eat it, because in regard to Bishul Yaakov, which is only Rabbanon, so there is Bishlach HaBishul, even as long as it's Mistamek Yaakov. But that, the Berak HaBayi says, only in respect to Bishul Yaakov, the Kulei. Because Bishul, the whole Yisrael Bishlach, Masha'im Kim, but here the Ramo says, B'idach Shil Desa B'Shoseh, B'tavke, when do we say that Chazor is muter if it's Edom B'yodei and Lohoyo B'daite and Edom B'yodei and Lohoyichi al Gavikarka B'daite L'arziro, only if the Tavshel is Mevushel Kotzorche, but if the Tavshel is not Mevushel Kotzorche, but it is a year after the story, then Chazor is also absolutely under all conditions. Why? Then the Ritva says in our Suki, the Ritva Shabbos, because of Melzik and Ibashi. So in other words, when is there an issue of Melzik and Ibashi here? Only when it was Lund Bashar Kotzorchi. So then, even though it's still machal ben Yisoye, and the Ritva agrees with the shite of the Rashbo, because the Rambam shite is that if a certain eicher was igil machal ben Yisoye before Shabbos, and then on Shabbos a Jew would warm it up, so then there is Bishlach HaBishul and the Raisalem. That's the Shita of the Rambam. The Shita of the Rashbon is in Shabbos and in the Rashbon Noches, that once it is a Gia L'machon ben Brusoye, then there is no Bishlach HaBishul and the Raisalem. And it's Mutar. But and the Rabban Olev, so the Ritvo agrees with the Sheet of the Rajbo, not with the Sheet of the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, there is Bishlach HaBishl when it's Igil Machl from the Soye, and in the Reisel, but the Rajbo Sheet is that on the Reisel level, there is no Bishlach HaBishl. There is no Bishlach HaBishl. The Rajbo says it in Menoches. Menoches. Now the Rajbo does not discuss in Menoches on the Rabban Olev. When it's a gear machab and gosoye, there is Bishlach HaBishl, or there is no Bishlach HaBishl. So the Ritva says here now, Sugye, like the, so he says that on the Raisa level, if it's a gear machab and gosoye, so there is no Bishlach HaBishl, but on the Rabbona level, there is Bishlach HaBishl. There is Bishlach HaBishl. So Mele, the Ritva says that wherever the silver is matachazor, let's say, in the real day, and Daniel Harzi, and Michal Rabukake, there are all kinds of prerequisites. So it's only new therapies in special consulting. But if it's only Igil Machbun Dusoye before Shabbos, Loin Special Consulting, then Chazor is also under all circumstances in the Rabbana, because it smells like a Mevashim. This is because it smells like a Mevashim. That's what the Ritva. Masha'im chain, if it's Tvashal Kotzorche, so then he said, then it's not even, then Chazor is Muter, if it's even Biyodei and Leinichon, Al Gabikarke and the Daitel Arziron, because then it's not Nazak and Vashal. But if it's Nichon Gabikarke, even though it's in Tvashal Kotzorche, it's still Nazak and Vashal. That's the Ritva Shite, but the Ritva, here mentions in the name of the Rashbo, and I didn't see it in the Rashbo itself. I don't know. Maybe there is a Rashbo, but I didn't see it. So he mentions that there is a Ritva. And the sugya that from the test amudal, we haven't reached it yet. Kol shebo bechamim ufni haShabbos sheir nisi. That's the next mishnah in the morning. Sheir nisi haShabbos. Pirush mitayis ves. The haynu the mizbashel kol tzorch. The haynu the amrinon. So anything that was good before Shabbos, we can warm it up on Shabbos. So in the klirish. So because the Issa of Merzik and Mubashel is only Shayach when you put it on the fire, on the kiln. But suppose you put it in a tradition that is of the fire that stands on the table, so tradition is Mubashel in the Raisi. But there is no Issa of Merzik and Mubashel in the tradition. The whole Issa, that's a very important song. You see, there are two kinds of elements. There is either a moment of but then there are certain situations where even on the Rabbon level it's not mamish mivash. It's not mivash on the level, even on the Rabbon level. Now let's say Rashi says in one lotion in explaining the Shammai, why Shia is also there, so because it smells like a Mubash. So it's not Mubash in the Rabbanon, it smells like a Mubash. So even when it's Sheval Taise, it can involve an Issa of Merz like a Mubash. So the Issa of Merz like a Mubash is only Shia, the Ritva says it, and the Rashba says it, the Ram says it, and that's a very important result. I don't think that there is any vision in Israel. The Iser of Mivash and Rabbanon could apply not only to something that is out of the Rishon,
but it could apply to a tradition that is on the fire, because tradition is mivashe.
So,
but the iser of merzik mivashe, that is only shayach and the kira mamish. But in a tradition that is on the table of the fire, even though it's yatzel edes, so then the iser of merzik mivashe is not shayach. So, Omru, so he says, Kol shebo b'chamim b'nei ha-Shabbos, shir nisi b'Shabbos. What does it mean, p'shir nisi b'Shabbos? In the tradition of the fire. Let's say you took off soup or hot water from the fire, and you put it on the counter. You put it on the table. And then you want to warm up something that was pre-cooked before Shabbos. So you're allowed to do it because it's off the fire, so there is no iser of merzik in Vashel. But suppose to put that thing that was pre-cooked before Shabbos and in the hot water that is still standing on fire, you're not allowed, because it's rigora ten chazorel after it's nosalka b'karg is merzik in Vashel. Allah has come on the Chamo where it's mamish in Simcha Doshem, not like in Simcha Doshem. So it's certainly also mitzad, the Isar of Nazim Vashel. But here the Gemara says, Kol Shebo Bechama Fnei HaShabbos, Sheir Nisi B'Shabbos. What do you mean Sheir Nisi B'Shabbos? Let's say in the hot water, that is off the fire, that is on the table, but it's got still got the lettuce. So then there is no iser of merzik and vashel. There is an iser of merzik and vashel only from the kill and the fire manish. But on the fire, even though provision, so there is no iser of merzik and vashel. Pure Shabbatai says, the hainid in his vashel kotzok, the hainid amrim alom perik chobis, ובית עם תרנגולת ורבה בקרים השאח עשוי שמלשל לסקול צורכם הוישיר ואילסו בחמד כדי שישרח החיסר, אבל כל שלו נזבש לו כל צורכם אף על פי שנזבש לו כמחל בן בצוי ניסו לי אפשר להיחיו ואלו משם גישלו once it is הגיע למחל בן בצוי on Friday, there is no way that he should be מחויב on Shabbos משם גישלו. Why? Because the Rashba here agrees in the Rashba Shittim in Oches that once it is here on Machot Ben Prosoye, there is no Bishra Chavishna. I mean the Raisa level. Afil Hochem Shir and Iso, Mishim Tchidin Dal Gabayei or Mamish Oseh, Dain El Harze or the Oseh Bitil Veseyeh, Mame Machmir Olei, Hoyo Bil Nizbash Al Kotzoche. So that means even though on the Raisa level there is no Bishl, we say in Bishl HaBishl, once it is a Giyar Machot and Bosoye before Shabbos, but on the Rabban level there is Bishl. There is Bishl. So since there is Bishl, go on the Rabban level, not Merzik in the Bashel. Because if it had involved the Niser of Merzik in Bashel, it wouldn't apply to a tradition of the fire. Merzik in the Bashel is only Shayach in the equivision on fire, but not to the equivision of the fire. So, but if it was not in special for Tzolche, so then there is an iser of Mishul Gomor on the Rabban level. So mainly if it's Mishul Gomor on the Rabban level, no difference between on the fire and on the fire. Mishul is Mishul. Equivision also has Mishul. Aber Rashbos auch, also das ist ein bisschen chidisch. I didn't see it in Rashbos, I don't know, maybe it's about, it might be in Rashbos on Shabbos. Aber Rashbos auch, also, die Chorschen ist Baschel, die Machel und Brustoi Isha. So he mentions the name of the Rashbos, I didn't see it in Rashbos. The Rashbos Menoche says that there is no Bishl, he talks about the Raisi. So there is no Bishl, HaBishl, once it's but he doesn't say that there is no Bishl in my Rabbonim. But he mentions in the name of the Rashbo that in my Rabbonim there is no Bishl Gomor. there is no Bishul Gomor if it is a Gir Machadim Rosoi. But on the fire, even though there is no Bishul Gomor, it might be Oseh because of Nazar and Bashel. So Ibn Chazore is Oseh. Ibn Chazore is Oseh and Ibn Bain is Bashel Tolzorche if it's in the Chalgarikark. But Merzeg and Bashel is only Shayach on the fire, but not of the fire. So in other words, we have three Shittes Rishen. The Shitta of the Rambam is that if it's a Gia only in Machot and the Soye, so there is Bishlach and Bishlach on the right side. The Shitta of the Rashbo and the Rikvo is that on the Raisa level there is no Bishlach HaBishl once it is a Gior Machab and Bosoi. The next question is there Bishlach HaBishl Bishl Gomo HaBishl once it reached the Madrege level of Machab and Bosoi and the Rabbo one of that Bishl Gomo. So the information is in the name of the Rashbo, there is no even Bishl Gomo and the Rabbo level once it has reached the level of Machab and Soye, and the Ritvo is ready. Now, here, the Chamor, he says, Midavke Shatavshir Mivushon Kotzorche, so then it is muter under certain circumstances, if it's in the Miode, and by Tlar Zero, and in Yichno Gabikarke, but if it's not in the Shul, you also put Tlar Zero, Afu Mikira Acheres, Afu Mimoyim is Vashel Kutzorche, it means even though it's a Gial Macho, to Busoye, Oser Afu Lubei, say, Oser Afu Lubei, Sikiro. So here it doesn't spell it out. Oser Afu Lubei, Sikiro, in only Chiro, because it's on fire, Mashen came in the Kodeshin, it's Muter, or maybe in the Kodeshin is also, because if it's not in special Kotzorche, it seems to me that, I mean, according to the Ritvo, who says he's really Kandrashbo, according to the Ritvo, certainly, I mean, according to the Rambam, so even Mikluvishni Soslavs, because according to the Rambam it was not the special Kotzorche before, so there is Bishlach HaBishl on the Reis level. If there is Bishlach HaBishl on the Reis level, so certainly it's also even Chazori Mikluvishni of the fire, but differently. But I think that even according to the Ritva, who says that on the Rabbono level, so if it's a Gil Machu Pesoye and it's not in special Kotzorche, but on the Rabbono level there is Nisar of the Vashel, so, and the Aser is even in the Klerishin of the fire, so certainly it's certainly Oser, even Abun is special Kotzorche, Oser Afil Bei Sikiro, and because we could say now the Yuleski Kashe Monefshech, if it's also in the tradition of the fire, why does Ramon have to say also Rafu Besikyo? I mean it's a purpose, it's also in the tradition of the fire, so certainly Besikyo that's on the fire, not because one could say Klerishin of the fire, it's also because it's Nelzik and Vash, because it wasn't there standing originally. Mashein came to put it back on the Kiro, the same Kiro where it was standing there originally. So Mele then it's restoring it to its original position, then it's not Nelzik and Vash. And then it's not Nels because it's Edom Yodei, and so he still says it's also a few days Kiro, because here it's not a question of Melzik and Mevashi, because when it's a question of Melzik and Mevashi, then we can say Edom Yodei by Klal Zero, and when you start the Kalke, so it's not in the Sinach Hadosho, it's a restoration to its original position, to its original place. But if it's a question of Bishul Gomor, even though it's Bishul Gomor in Rabbonim, so what difference does it make? The Daiklar Zero, not Daiklar Zero, Nostra Gakak, not Rada. What difference? Bishul is Bishul. So that's why the Ramo emphasizes also a few ways a kilo, not to imply that that in tradition you are allowed. I once had a discussion with certain Rambam. I'm convinced that that's the pshat in the Ramo. I mean, that's the reason as to why the Ramo says also a few ways a kilo, not to imply that in tradition you are allowed to do it. No. Because we see from the Ritvo that if it was only in Zbashel, before Shabbos, Kimachob and Dosoy, not in Zbashel Kotzorche, so then on the Rabbonon level, even though the Ritvo is Chilik and Shibis Rambam, and Shibis Rambam, so it will involve in the Loch of the Raisi. But even according to the Ritvo, who holds that in the Raisi there is no Bishlach HaBishl once it has reached the level of Machob and Dosoy, so. But with the Rabbonim, there is Bishul Gomor. If there is Bishul Gomor, so it's also to put it back in the condition of the fire. But that is the Maposhut. But one could say, because of Chalapoches, it would be Merzik and Vashel, it's in the Sinai Hadosh. It's in the Hadosh. But, So then it would be also even, because then it would be Merzik and Vashel. Not in the Sinai Hadoshi, so it would still be Merzik in the Vashon. And even though I said that there is no Yisar of Merzik in the Vashon in of the fire, that's only when it's in Vashon Kotzorchei. But when it's not in Vashon Kotzorchei, then there could be an Yisar of Merzik in the Vashon even when it's not on the Kiramamish. When it's Vashon Kotzorchei, so then we say that it's not shayach to say Merzik and Mevashel if it's of the fire. But if it's not Mevashel Kotzorchei, and he completes the Bishol, then there could be an Isser of Merzik and Mevashel even of the fire. So that the Ramo doesn't have to mention, but the Ramo is telling us that even to the same Kilo, where it's his original standing, so then you would say, there is no Issa of Merzik and Mevashel, it's still also, because it's not a question, if it's Latin Mevashel Kotzorchei, it's not a question of Merzik and Mevashel, but it's a question of Mevashel Gomor. According to the Rambam, Mevashel Gomor mid Raise, and according to the Ritvo, Mevashel Gomor mid Rabbon. So the Shittir of most Rishayim, that once it's nosni al gabi karke, so chazone is mu'osa, because then it's considered like it's in a hadash. But still, you know, many people, they take off, let's say, the food, let's say Friday night, they'll put it in the fridge in the air, if it's double gush, no soup in it, and then you warm it up next morning. And it's not that they actually eat it. It's a kule, but it's based upon aloha. You know, sometimes the kule is negative, but sometimes there is a kule that is based upon aloha. So according to most Rishonim, it's not mutar. Once it's not smell gabitalaki, you're not allowed to put it back. But the Ran is one Rishon who has a different shiti. The Ran shiti is that when we say if Nosna al Gabikarke Hazor is Osa, because it's considered Nosina Hadosha, if it didn't stand on the Kiro the whole Binash Moses. But suppose the Gdeo was standing on the Kiro the whole Binash Moses until, let's say, 2 hours after Shkir, certainly after Binash Moses, according to all the Shkir, all the Shkir, and then he takes it off. And he puts it on the karaki, even if he puts it in the fridge there, and the next morning he wants to warm it up, if it's double gush, so there is no bishlach habishl, so then it's muta, even though he put it in the fridge there. That's the shita, because then it's not in the sinah hadosh. If he didn't stand on the fire, the whole Dinash Moshe's, So then, in other words, if you took it off the fire before it's in hot, so, and then you want to put it back, so then it's considered in Sinai HaDosha. But if it has been standing the whole transitional period between Friday and Shabbos and the Kiyor, and then you took it off, when you put it back the next morning, so it's considered a restoration to its original place. But if it didn't stand on the whole Ashmoses, it wasn't Kineshvise. I don't mean exactly Kineshvise, I mean using it as a mitzvah. So it wasn't Kineshvise and the Kiyor. So Mele, it's considered Sinechadosha, but if it was standing on the Blech, the whole Bin Ashmoses, then it established a domicile, it was Kineshvise and the Blech. So even if you take it off and you put it in the Frigidea, next morning you put it back, it's not considered Sinechadosha. It's considered a restoration to its original place.
There's the
Shidera. What? I suppose. I mean, I don't know, but I suppose. If it's not I class, or I don't know. I shouldn't say. So the B'yei Shemrim, so the Ram, the other Rishenim, Achilik and Ram, the Tzibikul, and many Rishenim, Achilik and Ram. But the Ramomish, the B'yei Shemrim, the whole thing also Rakish, Rak, Kishenotrim, Akiron, B'yei, Kilo Yerziri, Achachashir, Avon Lokhim, Mishom, Mishachashir, Avon Michal, Gabikar, Kimit, Ram Perkov, Pichay Neagin, Rehokit, ביטל שנורים שלום שיש להם דין קירו בשיח ממעצמו אביל למכה ביטל להחמיר. So he says טל להחמיר, in other words he doesn't ask. When the Ramo says טל להחמיר, it means צהידו. But בשעסת חג, there is a basis to be made here. Otherwise, if you also manage, you need to choose the expression ביטל להחמיר. Whenever the מחבר or the Ramo says טל להחמיר, means that Bishas HaTchak, in a hardship situation, there is a basis to be matter. So in other words, if you hear someone saying, oh, this catering place, if you can't eat it there because they make chazorah, that's what you know, you see. There is because it's very easy, you know, to criticize, but there is an issue of Hashanah too. So in other words, I don't approve of giving kules just like that, you know, when it is cheaper by the dozen. But one shouldn't talk Lashon Hara against Rabbonim who are matir when their heter is based upon Allah. Why? The Chitibach Miu in Itztanein Likula Almos. Why in Itztanein is Likula Almos there? Because then there is, that means by the Valach, because by the Valach, if it is, so there is Bishlach HaBishl, the Pesach of the Ramah, that they're like Rabbi Yerucham Shiva. So it's Tano Likol Al-Masa. V'yei Shemrin, v'im Heitzi Machal, Natano B'Shabes, Oso La'anichei, B'Korin U'B'Chsosis, Ososis. V'yei Shemrin, the whole Shul Somot Hasheichot, הוא סמוך לבורך הוא שהוא קבל שבס לנדון אם הוא סמוך כל כך the state of shit that we learn that there is a nisar of chazor in erev שבס אם הוא סמוך כל כך there's the second lotion in thesis שאם נסתן נגדירו יהיה אפשר להרתיך עם בזרין דיני כמוי בשבס עצמא that's the state of shit ביש מקיון לזה. There's other Rishonim. Here, you see, in respect to the Ram square, so all the Rishonim are chilek and Ram. Masha'im came in respect to this question, most Rishonim are chilek and these Rishonim. And they say there is no Yitzhak HaZorah on Friday, because on Friday it's always Shia. It's always Shia. But his Rishite is, in Nistanen Nagdeo, in Tzomo Chokav, in Nistanen Nagdeo, Yechel HaTichom B'Yeim, so then there's an Yitzhak of HaZorah. So the Yesh Makilin was there. So that's according to the Sheet of Moses. Brahmine Gohokel, and here Ramo also says, Achteiv lehachmir, bimokim shein tzerech kolkach.
So in other words, people are, but there is a difference, there is a variance, and there is a reason, you know. Before, in connection with Chazorah, when it was standing, when the day was standing, the whole Benash Moshe, so he also says the Tev Lehachmir, but he doesn't say the Tev Lehachmir, the Mokim Shitzirach Tokach, Tev Lehachmir, even where there is a consideration, it's also Tev Lehachmir. Why? Because over there, it's most Shem Machil Kamara. So in other words, so there you should go Bosar of Paskin. The Ramor had clothing. He didn't Paskin like this, just like that, I mean, because of convenience. He had clothing. Because then we go Bosar of Paskin. And here, most Shem Machil Kamara, and she takes a big cooler. Most Shem Machil Kamara, that's cool. So there you have to go Bosar of Paskin. But there is a Loch Kitayu, Rav Shimon, Misnecholobishasadchak, some mele, so we can even rely on Shitas Yochotero. Also, when it's a question of the Rabbon, if it's a real Shasadchak, not if it's a slight Shasadchak, but if it's a real Shasadchak, let's say it's Negeus to the Shabbos and everything, let's say Rabbi and so on, it's not a slight shasadchak. So then there is a cloud of Kedayu Rav Shimon listening to Cholov Shasadchak. So that's why in that thing he says, Tev Lehachmir, not Tev Lehachmir, B'mokim Sheyitzirach Kolkach. But B'mokim Sheyitzirach, even though it's not very urgent. So then it's not Tev Lehachmir. Because over there in the second din, so most Mishenim Achili can be Yisar of Chazorah Erev Shabbos. So it's only taste Mishenim. So on the contrary, so Tev Lehachmir really goes to the Rabbanon, and most Mishenim say there is no Yisar of Chazorah Erev Shabbos, but Bal Nefesh is Yachmel Atzmei, not to rely on Shitas Chof Paskin. Bal Nefesh is Yachmel Atzmei. So that's why he says, V'Tev Lehachmir B'mokim Shitzirach Kotach. But if there is a tzedach, even though it's not an emergency, it's not urgent, so still it's not a tzedach, because most rishonim. But if there is no tzedach altogether, why shouldn't it be machmir for the sheet of most paskim? Why? No burning issue. That's why he says, the tzedach and mokim tzedach. Mashiach in the previous day, well, according to most, Hashem Chazori is also once Chazor and Tarki. But only the Ran is making. So then we have to rely on Kedayu Rav Shimon Lisne Cholov Bishasadchak. So he says, B'teil Hachmir, even if there is a slight Tzerach. And in all situations, B'teil Hachmir, even if there is a big Tzerach. But so then, Kedayu Rav Shimon Lisne Cholov Bishasadchak, but that doesn't mean that it's necessary to be saying Mechal Rav Shimon Bishasadchak. Kedayu Rav Shimon Lisne Cholov Bishasadchak, but it's not a mitzvah to be far same, I mean, escalate the kule because of Bishasadchak and to extend it. So that's why there he says, Tev Lehachmir Stam, not the Mokim Shitzir Kokach. But in the other thing he says, Tev Lehachmir Mokim Shitzir Kokach. Because in the first thing, we are relying the kule is not in accord with the sheet of most Hashem, but for Pesach, only in accordance with the sheet of the Ram. So then it's Tev Lehachmir, even if there is a tzera. True, Kedayu Rav Shimon Bishasadchak, so we can be make here, but it's not the ideal thing, unless it's such a tzera that it's sometimes it's the ideal thing to eat. Depends on all kinds of degrees. If it's a real emergency, I don't mean emergency in the sense of Pekach Nefesh, but I mean short of Pekach Nefesh, but it's really urgent, would involve great loss and hardship and so on. So then it is the ideal thing to be saying how we change the path. But usually, under normal circumstances, even though it's better to be machmir and not to have recourse
to Kidai or Rav Shimon Yishmus Rathat. Mashinkin, the second thing, well, it's Mekodin, so the Shit of Moshe Rishonim. That there is no Yisachar Zoreh on Friday, but only Shit of States says, so Bal Nefesh is Yachm La'atzmei, but only Yachm La'atzmei, when there is no such Zerach. And Yachm La'atzmei, but not other people. So Meili says the Tevah, but if there is a tzirah, so then one does not become a b'nefesh to be machmir on others, to be machmir on atzmi b'nefesh, but not to be machmir on others. The table hachm of his tzirah, the dark tal gav kilo mamish, aber list meir, after some of the age, we're looking for yatsu, let us be shore after some of hasheir. ובתנו אין חילק מלחרצה רולו ופניסט מחצלי ודווקא מוקם שיהיה צולדס אבל יהיה צולדס בשורה אפילו בשבי שנסבויה. Now I didn't cover any ground, but I think it's important to know the Allah and Pesach Allah after we have gone through the role of the Bishenim, so then we understand the Allah, as you see, like this, you know, I'm not a bit chosy of giving shur in Mishneh Berurah, because to understand the Mishneh Berurah very well, you have to go over the Mishneh and the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Achareim. Then you understand what the Mishneh Berurah means. But if you don't go over the Rishonim and everything, and you just go over the Mishneh Berurah, so you might not get even the Kavoneh, the exact points of the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah was a big Rambam, and he studied Hilchos Shabbos, somebody said, that before he wrote the Mishneh Berurah, so he learned Shabbos 50 times, just Shabbos, not the other Sakhis, not. It would have been impossible for Mishneh Berurah to study everything, you know, 50 times. For Shabbos, it was so difficult, so before he published the Mishneh Berurah, so he learned over here for Shabbos 50 times. I heard it as a child. Because this Shabbos is very difficult. And I heard from my father that the most difficult inyonim in Yilchos Shabbos is the inyonim of Muktzeh or Kiel. Why? Because they are completely based upon their opponents. Their Isis are not as complicated as their opponents. It's easier to get insanis in their Isis than to get all the insanis in their opponents. Because the opponents are Nelson, Marshall, Michel, Tumble, yeah, all kinds of things. So the Mishneh Berurah, high timing, went over in the Shabbos 50 times. So it's not so simple, you know. To go over Mishneh Berurah, of course it's easy, you know. It's easy to go over the Mishneh Berurah. But you have to understand the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah is a good lumber. Besides being the big tzaddik, he was a big lumber. He's known as the outstanding tzaddik of the door, but he was one of the daily ador in London also, not only in Sikhs. All right.